This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the Bible, today we'll look at Zechariah, where the prophet gives a propelling promise. Like Haggai, he was used of God to encourage Israelites to get on with building the temple until it was finished. We learned that when God gives us a job to do, no matter how insignificant it might seem to us, we are to do it heartily as unto the Lord. God pledges his support, and that makes it a great work. We also learn when we get bogged down, we should trust in his promises for blessing. When discouraged, trust in his promises for deliverance. When hurt, trust in his promises for healing. He has a promise suited for every need. Find those promises. Put faith in God to fulfill them, and you will be propelled on your way to victory. I remember reading about a man watching the building of a big cathedral. As the workers were laying brick, one appeared to be grouchy and grumpy about his work. When asked what he was doing, he responded, "I'm just laying brick after brick." He looked at another man doing the same task. He was whistling and exuding joy as he worked. When asked what he was doing, he said, "I'm building a mighty cathedral." Your perspective on life changes everything. Relying on the promises of God will give you the best perspective on life. Learn from Zechariah the propelling power of the promises of God. And when you find a promise of God that relates to your life and gives you encouragement, memorize it so you have it in the future.